This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a Friday edition of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and we thank you, the fine audience. God bless you for tuning in those radios right where they're at today. Could be the mothership 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. Could be AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. KTGO, 1090 on your radio dialer, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson. Wherever you're listening, we're glad you're listening. Appreciate that very much. I survived my appearance on Point of View last night. Todd, did you stay up till 9:30 and watch it, or were you still at the office like usual? What did I say to offend Todd? I can't hear Todd. Manny, can you hear Todd?
I'm here.
There he is. Hi, Todd. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? You know, I'm cold. We broke the record. Yeah.
Stupid. Ridiculous. What was the record again?
It was 3. We got down to 2.
Yeah.
Which is good January weather, but it's April 6th, so we're kind of expecting more by now.
It's stupid. The question I asked is whether you watched me on Point of View last night.
I did not.
You did not. That's okay. But it was so kind of fun. I do have it up on my Facebook post. There's a lot of excitement going on right now, folks. You have 1,500 delegates, and obviously their family members and other people coming in, and there's no hotel rooms left in Grand Forks. The Alera Center is going to be packed to the gills. Fake news has been making a big deal of the fact the Republican Party in North Dakota is bringing in Ryan Zinke, the Interior Secretary, to speak at the convention, and they won't let the public in. And as if the place packed with thousands of people, you're not going to know what he said, number one. Number two, guess what? There's no room. They just leave that part out. See, this is classic.
It's going to be on Facebook Live anyway or something, right? I mean,
this is,
like,
of course, all over the place.
It's not like you're not going to have access to it.
But, I mean, technically, it is a true statement. It goes back to our conversation with Senator to be Kevin Cramer. I meant to say Congressman Cramer. And Congressman Cramer on Wednesday was talking about, you know, the fact that Heidi Heitkamp, the senator, brags about, you know, voting with the president 55% of the time, which caused Congressman Cramer to say, I wouldn't, you know, he didn't say it this way, but you don't go home to your wife and say, I've been faithful to you, honey, 55% of the time. What he's saying is, you know, North Dakotans want more. They want more. They align with the Trump agenda. That's obvious in every poll. But they, of course, twist it and turn it upside down and say, Cramer compares, not voting with Trump's agenda to infidelity. You know, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And it's just like what they're doing with Zinke. Here's the deal, folks. I'd begin, if I were you, just tuning it out, not even using it as a resource. I really would. I would just, you know, just go directly to sources that you're interested in and find sources that don't like those sources that might give you an alternative opinion, but don't rely on this stuff to be factual. And this latest example is that Ryan Zinke will speak, but the public is being barred from going in. No, there's too many delegates. The place is full, and there's no room. I mean, those are two very different things.
I couldn't even get in.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, listen, I want to say this. There's a lot of folks traveling from every corner of North Dakota right now. And I certainly want to say be safe, be careful, praying for everybody, have safe travel there. Certainly the same for the candidates and their families. And you know what? There's a lot of pressure, you know, on particular candidates and people that support one candidate or the other. I've been to so many of these. And I really encourage people just to soak it all in, just relax a little bit. You know, I know it can be stressful. I know it can be hectic. Emotions can run high. But remember, this is conservatives. Okay, to me, it isn't about the Republican Party. It isn't about any particular candidate. It is about a value set. It's about what I believe in. It's what I stand for. And I want to support people who fight for that. Because I don't want to be a candidate. I don't want to not have a life, because you don't, most of these candidates. It's an awful life. They don't make that much money. They are away from their families a ton. It is public service. That's what it is. I would say that for the Democrats as well, obviously. I mean, regardless of your political stripes, when you are a county commissioner, a city council person, all the way up to president of the United States, you sacrifice much to do things for many. And for that, we ought to be thankful. Now, I also am rooting for conservatives. Does that mean I'm in the tank for Republicans? I guess you could say that, but I would say it differently. Critics are going to say I'm in the tank. I would say it as, these are the people who go fight for what I care about and the conservative cause. And by the way, when they're wrong, and sometimes they are, they're going to hear about it from me. I'm not afraid to say that person of that party is wrong. But let's recognize the energy. Great word for North Dakota. Sort of like the energy of North Dakota campaign that the Petroleum Council runs. There is a great energy in so many ways in North Dakota. Energy in every corner. It's an exciting time for the conservative cause. There's incredible momentum in this Kramer-Heitkamp race, and last time I checked, it's April 6th. That's a long way from November. And there's already incredible energy. There was energy unlike anything I'd ever felt or heard, and I've heard this from other people, at his kickoff announcement. He's gone through an incredibly difficult time, along with his wife, Chris, and family, having lost their son, Isaac, and yet is still, for the sake of what we care about, on that wall for us. So I also think that the opposite is true of the Heitkamp campaign. It is defense mode. It is, we got to quick get out a press release and say some bad things about Kevin Cramer rather than here's what we're for. They clearly see the poll numbers inching the other way, and that is certainly energizing what is already a top three race in the USA. But, you know, it goes beyond that. If you look at the whole bench, right, you look at that whole bench, it's pretty incredible. It really is. I mean, think about this. The big race this weekend obviously will be Kelly Armstrong and Tom Campbell vying for the House nomination. But Will Gardner, you know, not known to a lot of people, but someone with a lot of experience, again, saying, okay, I'll leave a successful business because I want to serve. And a guy with incredible character and tenacity. I see him. I've worked with him. I mean, on the technology side, he's just phenomenal. He's running against Al Jager, who's been there, I think, since before Art Link, right? I mean, you're talking about that's energy. That's youth. That's good. You know, I mean, you'll have Senator Hovind and Governor Burgum there. You'll have Ryan Zinke there. You'll have Brent Sanford, who's doing an incredible job as lieutenant governor. You have Ryan Rauschenberger, Julie Fedorchuk, and Randy Crispin, and Brian Krosius. Three fantastic Public Service Commission members. I mean, again, just set aside the politics. Just dig into what they bring from an experience standpoint to that job. All of them. John Godfrey, Josh Gallion, Wayne Stengem. I hope I haven't forgotten anybody because, you know, it's really incredible. It's really incredible. Don't lose sight of that. Don't get wrapped up. This would be my advice to Republican Party faithful. Okay? Just take it in. Recognize we're all on the same team here for conservative causes and wonderful things. So it should be a whole lot of fun. It really should. If you did watch Chris Berg last night, you know that he was beating me up a little bit about accepting the invitation to speak on behalf of Tom Campbell tomorrow. And saying, you know, I mean, people tune in. They know you're conservative, obviously, but how do you do that and then conduct? And I hope, you know, as I said, it's pretty transparent when you're on the radio. You say what you say. I hope that everybody would look at all of our coverage and say we've been fair to both campaigns. I know that I, early on, when I was asked before I even, you know, said yes, I talked to Kelly Armstrong. I said, hey, you know, this is a little different for me. I've never done something like that. I mean, I'm on the radio. I give my opinions. But in this case, I'm going to step out of that box and get on the stage and say nice things about Tom Campbell. But I'm doing it because he's a friend of mine. He's a friend of mine. And honestly, if someone is a friend of mine, and Tom and I are, I mean, we've been on many road trips. We've we've he's been such a prayer warrior for our business and been such a good faithful friend. And I honestly have to say I have admired Tom Campbell from long before he decided to go to the legislature. What they built, starting with literally like $80,000 in used potato equipment to get a farm going. I mean, imagine that, hobbling together some equipment to get a potato farm, to now Campbell Farms that sells to Green Giant, to, shipping potatoes everywhere. And the other businesses they've built, I mean, the ingenuity of farmers never ceases to amaze me. So that's why I did it, but it doesn't mean I don't like Kelly Armstrong. And I said early on in Kelly's career, when he was in the legislature, he'll serve somewhere in the tower. I thought maybe AG or something, or in Washington someday. There's no doubt about that. So anyway, just my two cents on the weekend. Tell me if you agree or disagree. Love to hear from you. 800-228-0550. We have more of our candidate conversations today on the program with a few of these candidates that'll be there, but I'd love to hear from you. I want to talk a little bit about the trade situation and how farmers feel about that. Give me a little lesson on that, farmers, related to these prices and the negotiations going on right now. Okay? Coming up.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Vince, big month of savings, right?
Yeah, it's our national hot tub financing event, which means you can get 60 months no interest financing on all Hot Spring hot tubs, and including the Ace Saltwater hot tub, which is fantastic. It means you can get into a hot tub for less than a cup of coffee a day.
Wow. 2017 models right now, you're moving those out still with big savings,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we have a few 2017 models left where you can also save big bucks and get into the wellness of hot water at the same time.
Hot tubs, patio furniture, game tables, saunas, and remember, when you use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you, you save up to $2,800. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Hurry.
And don't forget the no interest financing event going on now too at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck too.
Use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot too.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you are but a dream, I hope I never waken. It's more than I could bear.
It's Frank Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, indeed. That's a little Frank Sinatra. We throw in a little Blue Eyes on Friday to just go a little different direction. And I'll also tell you about some things that should be on your calendar. The All Industries Job Fair is happening. North Dakota Job Service does these, and they do them right. I mean, they're really, really well done. A lot of top-notch employers at these events. Thursday, April 26th, we'll be there as well on What's On Your Mind, live from the Rough Rider Center in Watford City for this event, so you can come by and say hi to us, as a matter of fact. 11 until 3, this gets underway. They're doing a veteran's preference from 11 to 11:30, again at the Rough Rider Center, Thursday, April 26th. I just want to make sure everybody knows about this. And the Dueling Pianos are coming to the Watford City Chamber of Commerce EDC annual meeting, which will be a week from today, as a matter of fact. That is a great event. I've been there a few times for that. They tell me that our friend Gene Veeder was at a commission meeting this week, too. Gene, of course, a longtime McKenzie County Economic Development mastermind. Just a wonderful individual that has built so many partnerships in Watford City. He and his wife, Beth, are just pillars of Watford City and ranchers there. And Gene is a good friend. And you may remember that he has been battling a health issue related to his pancreas that goes back to Halloween, and was very close to leaving this world a few times through that journey, and now is back home and getting better every day, doing the rehab and just getting stronger. They actually told him this. I hope Gene won't mind me telling you this. They told him that but for his strength, which came from being a rancher, he would not have made it. So the farmers and ranchers listening to this program have got an advantage on the rest of us to sit behind a microphone and sit in a chair, right? Keep doing what you're doing, because that's extraordinarily important, no question about it. And thanks to all those folks that prayed about Gene Veeder. I believe that's a Watford City miracle. There have been many there, but that is another one. So, just saw on Fox Business, farmers worry about trade negotiation. I mean, it's everywhere. And I understand the worry, especially after the years that you've been in. I would love to understand. We've got a farmer coming in here in a few minutes, Tom Campbell. I'm going to ask him about this. But I also want anybody within the sound of my voice to do me a favor. Educate me. Help me understand if you think this is a bad idea. Because I think it's a good idea. And by that I mean, everything I can garner says the farmers and ranchers of North Dakota who feed the world have gotten the short end of the stick in about every trade deal in recent memory. The president made very clear he didn't like that during the campaign. He is now negotiating, and that is what this is, negotiation. These tariffs are not in place. They are proposed. It's like I want to buy a truck. You want 20 grand for the truck, and I want to pay 5 grand, and we're going to go back and forth. No money changes hands until we agree on a number. However, obviously it roils the markets. The markets, as Congressman Kevin Cramer says very well, are emotional right now. There's a lot happening. But the intent, the ultimate outcome, is for a better deal for you. But what does it cost in the meantime? With the stock market, I don't buy this. Oh, it went down 600 points today, so my hair's on fire and everything's horrible. Well, wait a minute. Everything it gave up, it came back. What I don't understand in my little pea brain is how commodity prices are different. And so I asked a former commodity broker who's actually stopped in to say hi on his way up to Grand Forks to meet folks at the convention this weekend, Mark Skogerbo, to tell me a little more.
Well, hello. It's so great to be back here at the Flag and seeing you, Scott. And God bless all you Republicans on your way to Grand Forks to save our republic. Anyway, during the weekend, you have to realize a lot of people hate Trump. They hate conservative ideas. They hate our way of life. So when they got this Chinese news over the weekend, 2:30 in the morning, China dropped the bomb on us. The stock market tumbled. By 5 o'clock, it was down tons. Since then, Monday morning at 5 o'clock, we have come back 1,000 points. Thank you very much to Hype and billions and billions of dollars sold by the left-leaning people from Silicon Valley. Did the same thing to soybeans.
I was going to ask you about soybeans, because that was one that tanked pretty good. They
crushed it hard.
They came back about 15 or 20 cents yesterday. Are they back to even now?
They're working their way back. But remember, this is negotiation. China has an inelastic demand. They've got a growing economy. I believe that China's not going to start reducing people's diet in China over this. They realize they've got a trillion dollar trade surplus with us. They have $1 trillion of our debt. Now, do you think they would like us to nullify those bonds? We owe them $1 trillion. We're wagging the dog. We're still a much more powerful country than them.
Help me understand on the commodities. So, I get the stock market's up and down, and you're in the stock market not for the short haul, right? The 401k, yes, it goes up, it goes down, but, I mean, ultimately you're looking at, the long haul and where's it right at. And if anybody is honest, they'll look at where the stock market was before Donald Trump even announced for president and where it is now and say, wowzer, right? I mean, from his election on, it's been incredible. But tell me, is it different for commodities? Because obviously you're not waiting to sell commodities, right?
Well, it's not. The thing that the Dow Jones is probably the greatest indicator of psychology in the whole country. Psychology, fear, and greed drive all markets. The fact we have ebbs and flows of weather and planting and supply and demand has a short-term picture on commodities, but the world demand, the ever-growing need to eat, is just barely staying ahead of supply. We're only about a month's supply of food on Earth. I believe that the American economy is so strong. I believe the American farmers are well served by a president that looks for our interests first. I believe that ultimately we're going to be in much better shape once we clear the air with this unfair trade with China.
So as a guy that has bought and sold commodities and done that for decades, your advice to farmers would be what?
I just recommended to somebody to buy a wheat call. Now, I might be totally wrong, but I believe that we're very close to significant bottoms. The charts look like we're putting in some significant bottoms in most of the major grain commodities, and soybeans got a whack from the China idea. They're our biggest customer, but it will settle down. Sometime I think we're going to find a bottom in the soybean prices, depending on weather, soon.
I have a half a minute, but I want to know why you are headed for Grand Forks.
Because I just I think that this is South Dakota is incredibly important. I want to find
South Dakota or North Dakota.
I mean, North Dakota is incredibly important.
You've been part of an effort in South Dakota though before.
Yes, I did. I spent 8 months in '04 trying to unseat Tom Daschle.
Did that work out?
Yeah, it worked out just fine. By 4,000 votes, we overcame $27 million, and we did it by organizing churches. I wasn't part of his campaign. We just found some patriot pastors and lay people to just have a very simple voting guide. We passed out a million voting guides of the difference between John Thune and Tom Daschle, and that was pretty powerful. And hope to do the same in North Dakota on behalf. I think that Heidi needs to come home.
you're concerned for her. You want her to come home?
Yeah, she needs a rest.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Skogerbol, he'll be up at Grand Forks this weekend. Good to see an old friend. More coming up.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
Or online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If I don't see her each day, I miss her. Gee, what a thrill each time I kiss her. Believe me, I've got a case on Nancy.
I have to find the actual note, but one of the fine residents of Ashley, North Dakota, sent me a text after the show, during the show yesterday, but after my visit to Ashley down there for the chamber dinner, and she said, "Scott, I heard you talk about dog pillows from MyPillow. And I'm telling you, we bought three of them. Now, our dogs will not leave it. They love it. And we have the same thing at home. They are so great. They're durable. They look nice, the whole deal. So it's so fun to hear from listeners who've heard about these things on the program and then bought them and then rave about them. I'll find the actual note here at some point. But just wanted to tell you, it's one of the things you can get up to 50% off on when you go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott. And know this, when you buy from them, you're supporting the show. So it does help. Because I know there's a lot of places and a lot of promo codes out there, but you know what? Sean Hannity doesn't need any more money. That's all I'm saying. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Use promo code Scott up to 50% off. And Todd and I love it when you do that. Todd, your pillow's still working okay? Everything okay for you there? You're sleeping like a baby.
Absolutely, and that my pet pillow is absolutely correct.
That's right, Todd has one too. That's right, yeah, we both
have. My pets, they're very territorial. They don't share. If there's one on, they chase the other ones away, but there's always somebody on the darn thing.
Yeah, no kidding. That's awesome. All right, we have done candidate conversations and focused in on this weekend's race for the House GOP nomination in North Dakota. And two of the five candidates are joining us today on the program to round out our conversations with all of them. And the next one is Tom Campbell, who is the Republican Party candidate for the U.S. House, one of the five. I have said several times, with all due respect to the other candidates, Duane Hendrickson and Paul and Tiffany, I think this race is obviously between Kelly Armstrong and Tom Campbell. There's no question about it. Full disclosure, as revealed last night on Chris Berg on Point of View, I will be speaking at the convention on the behalf of Tom. Tom's a friend of mine. Doesn't mean I don't ask him tough questions. I'll prove it today. How are you, Tom? Good to see you.
Whoa, maybe I should go now before you start asking those tough questions. Say that. What do you mean? You're talking about he sleeps like a baby?
Yeah.
You know, I've been sleeping like a baby, too. I'm up every 2 hours last night. So.
Did you cry at all? Or
no, just hard to sleep. There's lots of stuff in my mind. I was kind of working on my speech and stuff. And I've never been a good sleeper, but really a poor one lately.
Why do you think the good Lord designed us when we wake up? The wheels instantly start turning, and then it's impossible to go back to sleep. What do you think that he was thinking at that point?
Well, I think that's when it comes to negative thoughts, that's Satan working on you. You know, he's alive and well 24/7. So, and that's a lot of times the things that come up. Usually, if they're good thoughts, you don't wake up. You know, you just pleasantly sleep or dream. But it's the negative thoughts or the things that you perceive to be against you, and that's what kind of gets me up sometimes.
You know, I saw a study one time about the percentage of things we worry about that don't happen, and it's a high number. It's a high number, like 70 or 80%.
Oh, it's even higher than that. And even Scripture tells us, you know, we're not supposed to worry. That's a lack of faith in God. And it's terrible because the things, I would say 99% of the things that I worry about are stupid things, ridiculous things that you're tossing and turning over, the things that, and in many cases, that you can't, they're uncontrollable variables. You can't do anything about anyway.
You know, I just had a little commentary on the whole convention this weekend and everything happening. And I said, you know, I've been to tons of these. And, you know, especially for the campaigns themselves and the supporters of those campaigns, there's always this just sort of, you want to will it to happen, right? So there's all this sort of, you know, I won't call it bullying, but, you know, I mean, exerted pressure and kind of everybody's got their, you know, just relax is what I'm trying to say. You know, I mean, just it's really easy to get all, you know, wrapped up in the rumors and all the things that are happening. And, do you feel that tension coming into something like this? You're in the middle of it, so I would imagine you would. But I'm talking about everybody else around you, everybody else around the other candidates. Just let it happen. You know, it's a lot smarter way to do it. I mean, obviously, you got energy and you're doing what you do, but you don't need to be all wrapped around your axle, for lack of a better term.
Yeah. No, and that's true. It's easier said than done. But I always just try to focus on the positive. I had a nice long talk with my wife this morning. She really fired me up. She said, you know, put all those things aside. Don't let those negative things ruin your joy and look at it positively, and the good Lord's will be done. And so it was a great perspective this morning going out there saying, hey, you're absolutely right. Like I said, 99% of the things are uncontrollable variables that you and I cannot control. Just like the weather, the markets, and a lot of our businesses are firing. I worry so much in the last 40-some years of the weather, you know, worrying about the weather that I cannot do one single thing about, or the markets. Look at the markets lately, between the stock markets and the soybean and our commodity markets. It's wild. Can't do anything about it, so
you know,
why worry?
You know, the most important thing in that last 30-second answer? You listen to your wife. How about that? Well, I do too, actually. And it really is amazing to have a partner, a wife that, you know, can just say what you need to hear when you need to hear it.
Yes,
you
know? So true.
Yeah, it really is. So Donald Trump was on a radio program in New York City today, the Bernie and Sid show. It's actually the replacement for the Don Imus show. And he was asked about China and the negotiations and the markets that are going on. I want you to listen to this. This is Donald Trump, someone you have you've led with. You've been out front to say, I support Donald Trump. And there's a lot of hand wringing right now over this these trade deals. Roll this and we'll let Tom respond.
War. We don't have a trade war. We've lost a trade war because for many years, whether it's Clinton or the Bushes or Obama, all of our presidents before have, for some reason, it just got worse and worse. And now it's $500 billion in deficits and a theft of $300 billion in intellectual property. So you can't have this. Now, the easiest thing for me to do would be just to close my eyes and forget it. If I did that, I'm not doing my job. So I'm not saying there won't be a little pain, but the market's gone up 40%, 42%, so we might lose a little bit of it. But we're going to have a much stronger country when we're finished, and that's what I'm all about. We have to do things that other people wouldn't do. So we may take a hit, and you know what? Ultimately, we're going to be much stronger for it, but it's something we had to do. And ultimately, if you take a look, it's not only trade with China, it's everybody. So we're renegotiating NAFTA. The European Union really blocks us out. They have barriers. We can't sell our products, I mean, to a large extent, into the European Union, and yet they have their cars pouring into us, you know, the Mercedes and the BMW, they're pouring in. With China, it's interesting. So if they sell a car, it's 2.5% tax.
Right.
If we sell a car to them, it's 25% tax. Now,
right.
Somehow that doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
Right. So you got
the gist of it there. What's your reaction?
Well, it's interesting. This is a big hot topic right now, especially since I'm a farmer, and I talked to several of my farmers. I called a lot of them yesterday and the day before, and I talked to a lot of the small breakfast tables, where a lot of them are farmers throughout the small communities in North Dakota, which is where it all starts. And I talked to a couple of them. And first of all, it's interesting. It took 30 to 40 years of bad practices from our politicians to let this go. Just like he said, how could this happen? It was slow death. And to me, that's horrible. How do these politicians continue to make these bad rules for our domestic businesses and all of our companies? But also the same token, you know, I will never, ever sell our farmers short. 70 to 80% of our products that are grown in North Dakota are exported outside of our country, Scott, not out of our state, out of our country. So it's just very, very important that we watch what we're doing there. It scares me a little bit when Donald Trump wants to fix 40 years of poor performance by our government officials in one day or one bill. That's a big jump. I would have probably maybe have done it a little bit slower. Because he's doing the right thing, but I think I ought to maybe approach it. But yet he isn't a good negotiator. You got to remember,
he is or isn't.
He is a good negotiator, and I think maybe he'll maybe back off yet. You know, one thing, this soybean market, for example, that's a big, you know, we're the number one exporter of soybeans to China. And you got to remember right now, a lot of people don't realize this, but right now we're in our off season with them. We've already exported 91% of our soybeans to China because it's coming into the summer crop, which is Brazil now. Our crop won't start exporting again until fall harvest, which would be next September, you know, in October. So it's a good time to do that right now. And, you know, the market's rebounded. And it's interesting because, you know, I got a heartbeat pulse of the farmers in all of North Dakota because I know a lot of them. And I called several of them yesterday and asked, hey, what's your breakfast, your 6 o'clock breakfast table?
What are they talking about? Right? What's over coffee?
It's interesting. There's half of the farmers out there are supporting Trump. They say, hey, it may hurt a little bit, but we want to keep our country strong. There is, of course, there's another half out there that are a little frustrated. They're blaming Trump, but yet they're cautious. So there's mixed feelings. Not 100% of the farmers are upside down in this right now. They're going to kind of want to see it play out. But it is very concerning that we're trying to fix 40 years of a gradual disaster in one bill in one day, and that scares me. And it's going to take a little bit, too, to before this is implemented.
By the way, your calls, questions, comments, welcome. You can call us at 258-0550 is the local 701 number, 258-0550, or text Todd or me at 701-367-2054 or 226-8503. Bob in Grafton for Tom Campbell. Go ahead.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Todd. Morning, Tom. How you doing?
Great.
Say, I just wanted to comment, you know, I just wanted to say that I couldn't think of a better person to run than you. I know you very well. I've known you for years. I do miss kind of playing the drums at our church, though, but my wife and family and I had moved from Grafton. But, you know, you're farming at heart. That's your roots. So I know that you will have North Dakota Agricultural's back. And I used to work for you for many years in the past, and I've always considered you to be a very fair, very kind, and very understanding boss. So I couldn't think of a better person, and I certainly hope you win.
Well, thank you, Bob. Those are some kind words. Appreciate that very much.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the call. And let's see, we're going to have to go to a break in just a few minutes, but I'm getting some texts, and I'll just consolidate these, asking about whether or not you would have voted for the budget bill. Obviously, talking about the omnibus bill that passed in the House. If you're Congressman Tom Campbell, do you vote for that bill?
No, I would have voted against it for a couple of reasons. First of all, way too much. The only thing I liked about it was the increase in military spending, which I support. But in order to get that, we had to compromise with the Democrats. Anytime Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer were happy with the bill, we know that we gave it too much. And they ended up getting way too much. I call it pork or domestic dollars. When we're $20 trillion in debt, they didn't get it. So I was very, very frustrated. To answer your question, no, I would have not voted for it.
All right, a few folks asking about that. A couple more calls waiting, and others welcome at 258-0550. Or get those text questions in as well. We'll take those, 367-2054. More Tom Campbell coming up.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. And thank you.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week, 'cause that's the night that my sweetie and I used to dance.
It's a Frank Friday. We kind of cut to the chase on Friday, try to get as many calls in as we can, and we just want you to be frank, get right to it. That's why we call it a Frank Friday. We also, by the way, put first-time callers to the front of the line all day long. Should have mentioned that earlier. It's a way to win a free MyPillow. That's right. Not bad, huh? Not bad. 800-228-0550. The toll-free telephone number locally at 258-0550. A few minutes left with Tom Campbell. Tiffany Abernoff will join us coming up before the show pro ends. And we also have
Will Barton. Or whatever her last name is.
Well, I hear it my 10 different ways, so I just end up saying it 10 different ways. You can say it.
Make sure there's there's only one way she says it. I mean,
well, we'll clear that up to start the program.
Okay.
We'll do. Yeah. She is a Marine. She's going to mess me up if I don't say it right.
Well, that's exactly.
Yeah. So I got to fix that. Back with Tom Campbell.
You don't mess with a Marine.
Yeah,
you remember the movie, right?
That wall. You want me on that wall. Yeah.
You mess with the wrong Marine.
Some more callers want to mess with Tom Campbell, so we'll get to it here. Texter is asking about your response to Representative Simmons saying you are not 100% pro-Second Amendment. Are you not?
Oh, that's a great question. That's a smear campaign coming from one of his negative guys that have been trying to tear me down. That was a bill that was introduced 6 years ago. First of all, I am 100% pro-gun. I have an A rating at the NRA. And basically, that was a bill that a lot of the local policemen and sheriffs and highway patrolmen were against. It was a carry bill, and I listened to them, and nobody in my district said anything about the other way. So I always listen to the people in the district in my that I have to answer to. And so that was basically listening to the law officers about the carrying weapons, and they were concerned about it. They said it was probably too early, so I listened to them. And so to smear it and to attack me that says I'm not pro-gun is absolutely ridiculous and bizarre, something 6 years ago that happened. So, and that was, you know, we chose to take the high road, Scott. We don't have anybody that's, you know, tearing me down like that. It was a paid post, and to make something up 6 years ago.
What does that
ago.
Mean, it's a paid post?
On social media. It was on Facebook. He ran it quite a bit. It was, they paid to
Who did?
It was Kelly's campaign.
Okay.
Because he lives in Kelly's district. He's from Kelly, so he's a Kelly guy. So he's, yeah.
Bottom line, in your mind, they're saying things about you that aren't true.
And it's been going on the whole time. You know, that's the first time. So it's nothing new, and it's unfortunate. That's the dark side of politics that I did not choose to go after. I did not tear him down. And but he's got, you know, Luke doing his dirty work for him, and obviously just low in character, and didn't care about trashing other people and things he made up 6 years ago.
You're mad about this?
Well, it's kind of frustrating because I've been asked several times. They go, so you hate guns? You want to shut down? you want to take away the guns and raise the age to 25 and 21 and so forth after that Florida shooting? Absolutely ridiculous. It just was one of those things that, you know, to call me not pro-gun because of that is totally hogwash and ridiculous. So I'm glad somebody texted you and cleared it up because I kind of forgot about it. It was back a few days ago. But no, I'm very, very 100% pro-gun. I got a lot of guns, and I'm a hunter. So and the problem of that whole Florida shooting had nothing to do with guns. It was the people, and I got a solution for that. I think we put, like we do in Grafton, you put a law officer in every school. And that takes care of it. You know, it's not a non-gun zone anymore.
There you go. I wish we'd focus on securing the schools and not having to put them through all these drills and all the things that are going on. Couldn't agree more. You can say right now that these tariffs have no effect, but almost all our suppliers that have product dealing with steel have taken a price increase since starting May 1. Doesn't matter if these tariffs don't go in. You know these companies won't reduce their costs. So he may, meaning Trump, be playing this game, but we are losing right now, and with the economy down in North Dakota, it's a big hit right now.
Absolutely, and it's, you know, the markets, a lot of times it's psychological. What's the future is uncertain. I talked to a contractor 2 days ago. It's really hard for him to bid any, you know, commercial building with a lot of steel in it because he doesn't know where the markets are going to be. So it's affecting us right now, and I don't like that. It's not good.
Trying to go rapid fire here. Would Mr. Campbell support Paul Ryan for Speaker?
You know, right now, I've been very disappointed in him because of the debt. He seems to like forgot the debt. When he came in, he was going to do a big thing on the debt. So I would like to see who would run against him or who would be challenging him.
Is your guest going to keep running even if he doesn't get the delegates' vote?
You know, that's a question I've only been asked once or twice as I talk to thousands of people. I'm a big party supporter. I haven't decided that yet. I'm probably going to honor the district's decision. I'm going to get a feel for some of the people, but don't know right now.
Dan in Bismarck for Tom Campbell. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Oh, good morning. I'm sorry. I just I didn't realize you had a guest. I was just going to say I'm impressed with the accomplishments of President Donald Trump. In 14 months, he ended global warming. I thought that was pretty good. It's over. Global warming is not. It's history.
Yeah. Exactly right. Well, let me ask you this about Donald Trump. Are you too impressed? And, you know, Kevin Cramer tells a great story about being in the Oval Office and President Trump having, having seen your ads. He saw your ads and said, tell that farmer I love those ads. I mean, that's an accomplishment all in of itself.
That kind of fired him up. And actually, he tried calling me, but the call didn't go through because his staff told my staff. They said, how come you didn't answer your phone? I says, because I knew he was calling me. And I never heard anything ring. So it was kind of frustrating. I would love to talk to him. I've never talked to the President of the United States before in person. So I missed him.
Interesting times. This weekend is going to be a lot of fun, a lot of energy. Sorry we didn't get all the calls. We have to let Tom go. We'll maybe catch up with him this weekend, though, for sure. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Scott. See you tomorrow in Grand Forks.
That's right. The conservative faithful descending on Grand Forks as we speak. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April 2018 auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, McKenzie, Ward, Bowman, Stutzman, Lemoore, Benson, Mercer, Slope, Clay, and Norman counties, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hebron, New Rockford, Devil's Lake, and Steele, North Dakota. All of these Pfeiffer auctions are in April 2018. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.